Hello again, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel here, and I'm back for another episode of the Podcast of Steel, a solo episode, and this one is my spoiler-free review of Supergirl. I got to see the film yesterday, I am not over it, I'm still smiling. I have got pages of notes, some are easier to read than others. I've tried writing down quotes, I've tried writing down scenes that I adored. Story points, plot points, things that I didn't like as much as I thought I would, but overall I am very, very happy about my experience with this film. So I guess we can just dive right into it. But before we do, actually, let's go back a couple of weeks. For the past few weeks, thanks to Warner Brothers UK, I've been to London for a few experiences. The first was to be a part of a 4DX screening. Now, I've not done 4DX before. That is where you sit in a chair and that chair goes up and down, left and right. You get water and cold air and smoke thrown at you. It is an experience, to say the least. It really makes you a part of the movie. And we got to see we saw the bus scene. We saw a few other moments as well. But yeah, it was surreal. And I would like to see a film, a whole film, in that way, I think. It really bring something special to the theatre experience. And then last week, I went to the fan event in London at Leicester Square to walk the blue carpet and have an amazing time with Superman and Superman Girl fans from around the country. And we all got to see 30 minutes of the movie. And it was edited down. Now that I've seen the whole film, I know what was cut out. But we saw some of the intro of the movie. We saw some scenes of Ruthie and her family. We saw some space scenes. We saw the space bus. And we saw Lobo. And it was a tease for sure. Because after that had finished, I really needed to see this film. And I have now, so I'm happy. But I will be happier when I get to see it again. This film. Woo! This film, one that we've been waiting for quite some time. This time last year, it was the summer of Superman. And now, it's the summer of Supergirl. When we got that Superman film last year, and we had that end scene with Kara turning up at the end, I think everybody then felt that excitement for this character, this new character, and Millie's version of Supergirl. And the wait has been long, but worth it. Seeing Millie in trailers and seeing her in interviews and waiting for this film to be released, it was a journey, to say the least. But now I have seen the film and others have. The general review is that everyone's been having so much fun with this film, which is what a cinema should be. It should be fun. I've said this time and time again that you go to a cinema experience to be told somebody else's story. And you get that from this film. Now, as I said, I've got notes. I'm going to try and not give spoilers, but there will be some spoilers, I think, towards the end. But I will give you full warning. My notes, as always, they start off quite tidy and they get very messy towards the end. I think I can understand some of my notes, though. Maybe not the quotes that I tried to write down. But I'm just going to talk about the things that I felt from this film. So the story, the direction, the music and the costumes and the action and so much more. But let's begin with the story. So I will be going back to my book throughout this. So I'm going to put this down to the side with my trusty props that I've got to the side of me. So we know now that this film is based on The Woman of Tomorrow. And we know that there are changes now in this story. Lobo, for one, the biggest one. I will get to Lobo, don't you worry. But there were a lot of changes to the story, but we still got to see a lot of this world and this story on the big screen. Now, this story, this epic tale, I feel one day it could be, if it had the chance to, recreated in an animated form. To see this in its entirety, to have this story told with the fantastic art styles of Bilkey and Tom King's writing, and even Matt Lopez's colouring. We want all of it. We want all of that recreated, because I, like many others, have read this comic, this fantastic story, many times. And we don't get this in its entirety in the film, but we get aspects of the story. A few changes that some I liked, some I didn't, and I will get to those points in future episodes and chats about this film. But I was smiling and laughing and crying from beginning to end of this film. of course, the hard scenes with Crypto being hurt, the trauma that Supergirl goes through, and her origin story, as it were, of leaving Krypton, leaving her family, and going through that story was emotional. And it was done so well, and combined that with Millie's acting, there were some hard scenes and fantastic moments that I feel, yes, there are action-packed scenes and noisy scenes and loud scenes. It's the quieter moments when we see behind the suit, behind the cape, as it were. We learn more about Kara's trauma. We learn more about Ruthie's guilt and her hunger for vengeance. And it's beautifully told. Beautifully told. Kara and Ruthie's story plays out beautifully in the film. Their partnership, this almost buddy cop movie with the two of them, is a lot of fun. And Eve Ridley's portrayal of Ruthie was superb. There's a few great scenes where we get to hear Ruthie's speech, which is a lot like sort of an Inigo Montoya speech from The Princess Bride. You know, yeah, you killed my father, prepare to die. We get that repetition where she is on this mission of vengeance. But I want to say this, Eve Ridley and Millie Alcock's portrayal of Supergirl and Ruthie in this film is a beautiful thing to watch on the big screen. To see them go from strangers to friends to sisters in a way, it's beautiful. And Eve Ridley's performance, powerful. I'm looking forward to seeing what acting roles they get in the future. Along with Millie, because we're going to see them take on some serious, heavy-hitting roles, I feel. And Eve does a fantastic job of bringing that story of revenge and trauma to life. And it's in those more quiet moments of the film where we get to see and feel the rage, the anger, the grief, the feeling of being broken, told in such a fantastic way that tells us all that, yes, we may have grief, we may have issues, we may have trauma, but we can be good. And I absolutely adore that when a superhero movie can make you feel better about yourself. It's a fantastic thing. So I'm going to put this one back down. We may go back to it later on. There's Crypto there in the corner. The Crypto scenes, of course, I'm jabbering, but the Crypto scenes were fantastic. Some were painful, but they were all beautifully, beautifully shot. Again, it makes us all fall in love with Crypto so much. Such a very, very good boy. But back to my notes. Lots and lots of notes. I've written down landscapes because there are some beautiful, beautiful locations in this film. There's great scenes in space. There's great colours. There's great action. The use of light and dark is done very well in this film. And again, it's hard to possibly bring some of these visuals to life in this film. There are so many beautifully splashed pages that deserve to be on the screen someday. And I hope to see that animation. But wow, I got to see this on an IMAX screen. And it's a beautifully huge IMAX screen. And it made me feel a part of the screening. And to see Supergirl suit, to see Crypto on that big screen, and to see Lobo on that big screen was just such an immense moment for me, filled with excitement and comedy, and I can't wait anymore. Let's talk about Lobo. Let's talk about Jason Momoa and the fact that this is the character that many people are saying he was born to play. I saw Jason on screen having so much fun, being his ultimate self as Lobo, being a badass, being sarcastic, being rude, being mean, but also layers, much like an onion, he had some softer sides. There are some beautiful scenes with him and Ruthie that I want to see again really, really soon, and fantastic scenes with Kara as well. And seeing Jason in that role, I felt just so happy for him because he was at the fan event last week talking about his time on the film and how long he has loved this character for. So I feel that he is the only person that could possibly play Lobo on the big screen. And he did such a fantastic job, and I can't wait for more people to see it. But without me spoiling too much about what he gets up to and the lines that he gives out, he was, yeah, just absolutely perfect. But one line that he did give, that I did write down. He says, "I'm very proud of you," to somebody. And saying you're proud of someone can mean so much to somebody. Whether that come from a mother, a father, a work colleague, or Lobo, that is a statement that you take on and you can feel it in your heart. And in that moment when he said it, yes, it was funny, but I also felt the seriousness behind it and the genuineness of Lobo, which is an odd sentence to say. But Lobo, for me, was a huge standout for this film, as was Supergirl and Ruthie. But let's talk now a bit about Kara, about Millie Alcock's portrayal of Kara, and both the young and the present day, as it were, because we do get flashbacks to Krypton. Argo is beautifully portrayed on the screen. Krypton, we didn't see much of that in the 2025 Superman film, but Krypton looks gorgeous in this film. I cannot wait to watch this again, and when this film comes out on DVD and Blu-ray, support physical media, I need to pause the screen and just look at all the details of these gorgeous buildings and these sets and these props. It looks luxurious. It looks elegant. There are hints of Japanese architecture and decoration, but also what looks to be an absolute paradise. And the fact that this scientific and futuristic world implodes and is destroyed, it shows you that life can look good from the outside, but it's not doing well on the inside. And I think that's an ongoing note that we see in Superman and Supergirl, is that we might look good on the outside, but there's stuff inside that isn't treating us well, whether it be the poison of Krypton or any something else, or a carrying guilt, carrying grief, carrying trauma. Again, I'm going to say another line from the film and hopefully not spoil it. It was the fact that, I've got it here, again, reading my dreadful handwriting. Grief is a killer. Grief is a killer. Deep, deep writing. Fantastic writing. Again, this moved me. It's got elements of the original story, but there are new twists as well by Anna Nagura. And it works. It all works so well. And I'm ready to go off and see it again. But I keep going back to the fact that I'm just so happy about this film. I'm so joyful about what I saw and what I got to experience, and the fact that it has been a year now, a year of hope from 2025, and more people are supporting Superman. More people are supporting DC Comics, and it's a beautiful thing to witness. I, like many other Superman fans over the years, have seen actors and stories come and go. And we've had joyful moments. We've had moments that could have been better. But right now, we feel in such a joyful era, I feel, to be a Superman fan. There are new fans coming to the franchise. There are old fans coming back. And it's just great to be in a room where everyone was enjoying Superman, the movie, and Supergirl, that were wearing Supergirl and Superman t-shirts and enjoying being part of this cinematic experience, which I'm still, again, thinking about and not wanting to share spoilers. But let's go to a line, let's see if I can find something. Right, without spoiling stuff, I loved anything that was to do with space in this film. The different planets, the different suns, the different aliens that we see. So many different types of alien. Cute, scary, gross, scary, very scary. But the use of CGI and animatronics and real props was wonderfully done. I felt lost in scenes. I felt like I was part of this space journey going from planet to planet. And hearing that, hearing the spaceships, hearing the explosions, hearing the battles and everything that went along with it was an absolute joy. Sometimes I find it hard to pick out some noises over dialogue, which is why I love to have a film with subtitles. So I'm looking forward to going back to a screening soon where I can see all the dialogue on the screen, because there is some beautiful dialogue that I know will be shared across the internet soon. Yes, we did have that fantastic David Corenswet speech at the end of Superman. We get some fantastic moments with Kara. She gets her own moments where she can divulge wisdom, talk about what it is to feel grief, to feel regret, to talk about loss, which is something that I love to witness in films. It brings me, again, closer to the story and makes me more emotional. I got to watch this film with the girlfriend of Steel, and I think she noticed when I needed to be squeezed or to have my hand held. She knows how I am with stories and my own personal journey with grief and loss. And that's why I think we're all going to be able to find something in this movie that can relate to us. And I love the fact that there's so much female empowerment to this storyline, and that women and families of all ages are going to go to see this film and feel a closeness to their mothers, to their sisters, to their cousins, as it were. And it was a great part of the story that was used wisely. And I'm so ready for people to come away from this movie feeling empowered, feeling joyful, feeling it is okay to not be perfect. But there is a point in this film where they say, it's okay if you're not perfect, just be good. Another fantastic, fantastic motivating line, that you don't have to be a superhero to be amazing, to do good things. Anybody and everyone can be good if we just try. It's within us. It's one of our things that we can do. And I love that element to this film. And we get that throughout. It's, yes, we get the sassy Supergirl. We get the rude Supergirl. We get this character that wants to just go onto other planets and get drunk with her dog. We see why she is the way she is and on this journey. And it's beautiful to watch. It is beautiful to see both characters evolve, to see Rufy and Kara go through what they go through and come out the other side. I'm seeing visions in my head and it's making me want to go back and watch it again. But that is what a good film can do. And I'm ready to go back for multiple screenings this summer of Supergirl. But wow. Yes, notes upon notes upon notes and quotes that I don't want to share because I don't want to ruin things. There are songs in this film, songs that have been chosen perfectly. I'm not sure if James Gunn had any say in what songs were to be used, but whoever was in charge of the music did a fantastic, fantastic job. And we know that James Gunn is a producer of this film. And there were a few moments that looked very Gunn-like. Those one-a shots where everything happens continuously and you have to really keep your eyes on the screen to make sure you don't miss a moment. But my overall review of this film is that I was just so happy to watch it and to come out the other side. I try to go into a film with low expectations. Whether it be a superhero film or a drama or a musical, I want to go in and be told a story by somebody else. That is the whole point of going to a theatre or to a cinema or to read a book. But for me, the moment this film started, I was glued to the screen. I was having fun. I had no expectations. And I went on a journey, much like Kara and Ruthie. And I didn't want that journey to end. It felt quite short, but it felt all connected. It didn't feel like it was overrunning, but I would have liked more because I'm greedy. But for what we got, for the story that we got, for the character arc, for the action, for the fighting, Kara's fighting style is wonderful. It felt like a video game in some moments. It felt like Injustice. It felt action-packed and scenes felt painful. Both for Kara and for those that she was attacking and fighting. It was with swords, with maces, with tanks and explosions. But what I feel that we see from Kara and her version of Supergirl, she does not hold back at all. And I think from that we can get to see what we might get from Superman in the future. Even Kara's heat vision seemed more intense than Cal's, than Clark's, than Superman's. And the fact that she doesn't hold back. She goes for it. She does not hold her punches or her kicks or headbutts or anything. Fantastic fighting scenes that really, really got the audience getting excited. And the flying was beautiful. Moments in space were just stunning. I want more, as always. But it was beautifully done and it was very exciting to watch. And I'm excited to know more about what Tom King feels about this movie on the big screen, and Bilkey and Matt, and just to show how their worlds have become a part of the tapestry of Superman and cinema history as well. 1984 is when Helen Slater's Supergirl film came out, and it was a great film, had its bad points, we know that, but this is a Supergirl for this generation. and for generations to come. And I'm so happy that fans get to see this in the future. More notes. We're going to talk a bit more about Lobo because I need to. Jason Momoa. Oh, I hope he comes back as Lobo. And he stated that he wants to be in a sort of a solo movie as long as it is R-rated. And I can see why. There were a few swearing moments in the film. But just to hear Lobo grunt and yell and say a few classic one-liners was beautiful. And I'm ready for more of that in the future. Now, the villains in this film, yes, there were quite a few of them. They were a little bit, I wouldn't say forgettable, but the story is clearly on Kara and Ruthie. And I'm so happy about that because those were the characters that I wanted to see in a Supergirl movie. I didn't need to see too many villains. I wanted to see Supergirl firstly. And Ruthie as well. And we get that in a fantastic, fantastic story. Visually exciting, emotionally packed. I need to go and see it again. And I'm ready to speak with more of you about what this film means to you. About what Krypto did to your feelings with that emotional roller coaster. But just to talk about this movie more in general. Musically, visually, it was great. I'm still happy. I'm still smiling. The journey that we will go on for through this film. For those that have read this story countless times, to those that haven't, you are going to be taken on a fantastic journey, a fantastic story of sisterhood, about what it means to be a hero. But if we can talk a little bit without spoilering, David Corin Sweat's scenes, that's correct, scenes. We had some beautiful moments there, and it was just good to see him back on the big screen in certain situations. And I need more of that because I've missed it. He just makes me smile internally when I see David Corin Sweat as Superman. But another role that really stood out, David Krumholtz's portrayal of Kara's father. There is one scene where it's all in Kryptonian or Kryptonese, depending on where you stand on that. But it is emotional. It is powerful. It's those quiet moments of the film where you really feel for the characters and you really become a part of the story. And there is, right, okay, I need to talk about it. There's a spoiler coming. If you want to skip this, then please skip forward a couple of minutes. There is a moment where we see Kara fly into the void of space where, as we know, nobody can hear you scream. Kara is in a bad way and she flies up into space and she screams and screams and screams. You can feel it. You can feel that, but you can't hear a sound. But what you can see is one tear come away from her face in zero gravity. And it hit me like a rock. Beautifully shot, beautifully lit. Fantastic moment where I love seeing superheroes in space because I love space, and it was a powerful scene, and it's one that I want to go back and watch again. That scene, and again, that scene with Kara and her father, beautifully, beautifully filmed. Now, I've got more notes. As I said, they're all spoilers. I've got some quotes written down, some songs that get featured. One quote that did make me laugh very much was, "Hey, Squidward." That was a good reference. But I am looking forward to seeing this film again, and I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about this film as well. It's out on June the 25th. Today is June the 24th. I'm going to go and watch this film again tomorrow and as many times as I can. I cannot recommend enough watching this film on an IMAX screen. Watch it on the biggest screen you can. You need to feel that hope. You need to feel that heroism, and you will feel every single punch on an IMAX screen. Please go and enjoy this film. We need to support cinema. We need to support the arts. We need to support physical media. We need to support the players, the actors, the heroes behind the scenes. And there are so many people that you will see in the credits that are thanked and that get their flowers, as it were. And each and every person deserves to be thanked for this film. It is a wonderful, wonderful story, visually told, and you are going to come out of this film smiling and feeling happy for the future of storytelling. It may change in the future, who knows, but the version that we saw yesterday, there was no mid-credit scene or post-credit scene. And I was fine with that, but I was left wanting more which is always the best feeling to have after going to the cinema. But to everybody that was involved in this film, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for what this has done for the continuation of the legacy of Superman. I've got a postcard here somewhere that I prepared earlier. This is my little Supergirl shelf going on right now. Action Comics 252. The first appearance of Kara, Supergirl. I don't own this comic yet, but I would love to go back in time and see boys and girls read this comic for the first time and think, wow, this is exciting times, because this film is exciting and we are again living in exciting times. We've got Man of Tomorrow coming out next year, and that is something that gives me so much joy. But Supergirl now is on the map. Superman's wonderful, wonderful, sassy, exciting, heroic cousin. I'm ready for the future. I'm ready for more Supergirl, and I can't wait for years to come to be talking more about these heroes. That was my spoiler-free review. I've still got things in my head that I want to say, such as Kara's suit, amazing. Kara's boots, amazing. That cape, amazing. It was all beautifully done. And again, I'm looking forward to seeing that costume on the big screen, flying, being underwater, being in space, being battle damaged. It was fantastic. And I want to see more Lobo, for sure. If there isn't a blooper reel for this film filled with Lobo saying the things that he wasn't allowed to say, ad-libbing moments, I am ready for that. That would be worth the price of the Blu-ray and the DVD. Man, he is the perfect, perfect Lobo. I have been your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share my passion for escapism, whether it be with comics, books, or films. Superman, for me, is an escape. We all have ways of escaping reality from time to time. And when we are able to do that and share our passions with the world, or for your work colleagues, or to your family and friends, there's a light that turns on inside us that is passion. And it is a beautiful thing to see. It is a beautiful thing to feel. And I'm always proud to call myself a Superman fan, which over the years has evolved into a Superman ambassador. Walking the blue carpet last week on a very hot day in a three-piece suit, I didn't mind the heat because I was there to represent Superman, to represent Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, to share my passions with the world and be surrounded with people that love these characters, that love cosplay, that love comics, that love film, that love visual effects. And that is what I enjoy so much about being online as the Geek of Steel. And I can't wait to see what the future brings. Thank you again for listening and for watching. I'm rambling, but go and watch this film. Go and enjoy it. Read the comics. If you read them, read them again. This is a fantastic time to be a comics fan. The artists and the writers and the colorists are getting recognition. They're getting thanks. They're being invited to sets. They're being invited to the premieres. They are being acknowledged for the hard work that they are doing. And that is a beautiful thing to see. I am your host, Luke Bug, the Geek of Steel. Thank you for watching and for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe, share, all those things. And I'll be back very soon talking about Superman, talking about Supergirl and crypto and comics and joy and passions. Have a good day.